Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I'm your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. If you need resources for inpatient treatment, I do have my own facility called California Wellness. Or if you need any other type of resources, whether it be local to you or free resources like meetings, you can contact me on that line. Now, what I want to talk with you about today is, what is the point of getting sober, right? What is the whole point of, what is the idea behind getting sober in the first place? What do you have to get out of sobriety? And it seems like a silly question to ask, but sometimes we really do get caught up in our addiction to where it almost convinces us that there is no point to getting sober, that there is no real prize to be had in this journey of life if we're not using. And it seems crazy to think that, but a lot of times when we're in that cycle of addiction, or we're early on in recovery, or even later on in recovery, and we get urges and cravings, our mind can really mess with us when it comes to these thoughts, right? So let's really think about, what is sobriety? What is the point? And I'm going to break this down into three different parts, and it's going to be very, very simple. And the first idea, right, the first point is really to prevent things from getting worse. And when you are in active addiction and you are drinking and you're caught up in that cycle, things get really bad. Things get out of control very, very quickly. Or at least towards the end of your addiction, it can get out of control really quickly. But the progress is actually slow and steady for a while. And then eventually you get to a point where you have a certain threshold that you need to get to. And this is where the problems really lie. And whether that be internal consequence or external consequence, like losing a job or getting arrested and all of these things, right? Losing relationships. Life really starts to suck, for lack of a better term, towards the end of our days. And once we get sober, those problems tend to slow down quite a bit, or they come to a complete stop. It doesn't mean that all of our problems dissipate, but at least the ones that get sparked from our addiction, they do tend to not be there anymore. Go figure, when you stop drinking, the bad consequences that come from that stop happening. And I like to refer to this as addition by subtraction. Just by subtracting away a negative hobby or a negative habit, things drastically increase. Things drastically get better. And this alone was really the one thing that I had my eyes set on when I got sober. I really didn't think that sobriety was even a possibility for me. I didn't see how it was possible for me to have any type of long-term sobriety or any type of sustainable recovery in my future. It just did not even seem like a real possibility to me, because, I mean, quite honestly, I had been getting high for the majority of my life at this point, from the ages of 9 years old to 20, and it's just how I live my life. It's just what I kind of knew to cope with whatever was going on, and I didn't really see a future where I was living this amazing lifestyle without using, you know what I mean? But the one thing that I was really driven to have was to just stop the trouble. I just needed the trouble to stop. I just needed to get out of the consequences of addiction, because it was just firing from every single angle that you could possibly imagine. And I was in legal trouble, I was in spiritual trouble, I was in financial trouble, I was in mental and emotional trouble, you know, physical trouble. I mean, every type of way you could think, that was where I was at. And I just needed that to stop, you know what I mean? I was not willing to move forward at that point in my life, to see where else my addiction was going to lead me to, because I was just hopeless and helpless at that point. And that's very different than being motivated to get sober, because I certainly wasn't. I wasn't like pumped up about sobriety, but I just needed the consequences to stop. So this is the first point, right? It's to obviously just to prevent things from getting worse. It's addition by subtraction. Now, the second thing I'm going to break down is just to allow progress and positive things to transpire in your life. Go figure. When you get sober, it doesn't guarantee that good things are going to happen to you, but it does allow progress. It does allow the opportunity for things to get better. It does allow for mental clarity. It allows to get physically balanced once again. Once you get the drugs out of your system and you start to feel good, you start to get energy, you start to, have a little bit of a pep in your step, and you carry yourself a little bit differently, and you have a little bit more of a clear thoughts. And it takes time, of course, but you start to see progress, actual progress in your life. It's not just that bad things stop happening, but it actually allows good things to start happening. And you might think, like, what is the difference? And there's a very big difference between the two. You know what I mean? Things get better right off the bat just from the consequences stopping, right? And that is a form of progress, but then you actually can start to move in a direction where you want to be. You know what I mean? And things start to brighten up your day a little bit, and the relationships in your life start to become better, and you just have a different aura to you, and this is progress. You know what I mean? You get to focus on things that you have been ignoring for a long time, and it gives you the opportunity to start, working on yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, all of these things that are not possible when you are in the middle of your addiction. You know what I mean? You're not concerned. At least I will speak for myself. I'm not concerned about anything else that is going on in my life when I'm using. When I'm there mentally and I'm getting high, it is the only thing that I'm truly concerned about at the end of the day. It is my main priority. It is the only thing I'm trying to achieve is how am I going to get high for that day? And as long as I achieve that, then maybe I can focus on some other things afterwards, right? But now, with that not being the main focal point of my day and of my fucking being, I can actually start to focus on other things that I've been neglecting for a long time. And this is what allows progress to be a very, very real possibility. Does it take work? Absolutely. Is it hard? Absolutely. Is it easier than continuing to use and destroy your life in a negative way? Absolutely. It's a lot easier than that. It's a lot better. It's a lot better of an outcome than continuing to use, right? So progress becomes a possibility. And sometimes we don't really think of that. Like I was saying, when I first started getting sober, I just wanted the trouble to stop. And it took me a little bit to realize that, wow, I can actually make progress in my life too. And I can start to build on this positive energy. I can start to build on these new relationships and these friendships in recovery, from people that I didn't have in my life just a little short time ago. All of a sudden, life can look very, very differently. In a month's time, in a 2 months' time, in 6 months' time, in a year time, forget about it. You could have a completely different life. Of course, it doesn't come overnight, and it has to play out the way it needs to, and it's a step-by-step process. But man, I tell you what, from where my life was 6 months in to when I started on my first day of sobriety, it is an absolute night and day difference. Never mind a year from there and then 5 years from there, right? So it's like, I mean, fuck that. Even the first month, there was a drastic difference in not just my appearance, but the way I carried myself, the way that I felt, my outlook on life. It was very different. And I'm not saying that every day is going to be sunshine and rainbows. Of course, that's not the case, but the progress was very evident. And it really just took me getting around the right people and starting to implement the right habits and doing the right thing. And all of a sudden, things really started to work out for me. So progress in all these different areas became possible. Now, the third thing that I'm going to talk about, which not everybody gets to, just being straight up honest with you, you know what I mean? And this takes a lot of work. This takes a lot of sacrifice. This takes, you know, being purpose driven and intentional, but it's 100% possible, and there's no reason why you can't achieve this. And the third thing is to have the opportunity to create the type of life that you actually want. Not just incremental progress and not just, you know, things getting better here, there, and over here, and, you know, things just becoming better little by little. And that's important. And that is one of the massive gifts of recovery, is that things do progress in the right direction. Things start to get so much better, but to actually be able to create the type of life that you want and purposely by design is the ultimate gift. This is the absolute ultimate gift. This is what we're all capable of. You know what I mean? And it definitely takes some time, and it takes patience, and we're really not good at that. Addiction really is about wanting what we want, when we want it, how we want it, and our ego is usually in charge. And so when we're working for things with our designed life, how we want to live, it's going to take work. It's going to take massive effort, but the payoff is absolute freedom and peace of mind. And the tricky thing about this, right, is that I can't really tell you what that looks like for you, because it's subjective and it's different for everyone. My dream life, how I see my life playing out, is going to be very different than what yours might be. Mine just tends to be helping people get sober, because this is something that really, really hindered me for such a long time, and it's such a big part of my life, that once I got sober and I realized that I could obtain peace and I can have not just a quality life, but have an amazing life in recovery and give that to others, that became very fulfilling to me. And that became the type of future that I wanted to have. Now, you might not feel like that, at least not at scale. You know, I want to do that at scale. I want to do that for my career. I'm doing that hopefully right now, giving a message of hope and making content, and you know, I enjoy doing that. And that is what a lot of what I'm working towards right now, and what I've been working towards, right? Like with my facility, I've been working towards it. I've been making content for years. And it's just something that comes natural to me at this point, because I've had to work for it for a long time, you know? So this is how I've designed my life. Now, that can change as well. And this is the cool part, right, about creating your future. It can continue to change, and it does continue to change, and it continues to morph into different directions. And in another 5 years, maybe my vision is a little different than what it is now. Matter of fact, I guarantee it will be, and it will be for you as well. But the whole point is that we can have the type of life that we want if you buy in. If you believe in yourself, if you work on yourself in all of those areas in number two, right? In number two, I mentioned that, you know, we can start to make progress and do positive things in all these different areas of our life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And if we incorporate these positive hobbies and habits, I should say, then eventually it puts us in a position to be able to have the type of life that we want. But if we don't do that, if we don't start to work on ourselves and start to become better, then you're not ever going to be able to have the type of life that you want. You know what I mean? In all areas. And this is so important, because you have to buy in. You have to buy into the fact that you believe you deserve a good life. You have to think that, why not you, right? You've been on the other side of things, and you've had negative results from the negative actions that you've taken in your addiction, or so you thought it was negative results, although things do happen for a reason, right? But the point I'm getting to is, if if you got negative results from negative actions, then why can't you get positive results from positive actions and positive belief systems and positive thoughts and putting positive energy out into the world? You have to believe in it, though, because if you don't believe that you're deserving of a good life and that you don't deserve to bear the fruits of your labor, so to speak, you're never going to be able to, because your thoughts become your belief systems, and your belief systems will create outcomes. I promise you that. You know what I mean? I've seen it work in just so many different areas and so many different instances in my life that, like, your belief system, I promise you, is driving your thoughts and actions right now. Your belief system is driving the actions that you take on a daily basis. So you have to start to really buy in to the idea that you can have an amazing life if you work hard for it. But you have to be willing to take that jump. You have to be willing to change, and not just change your thoughts, but it really starts with changing the actions that you take on a daily basis, and having a positive routine, having a positive social group in your life, having a positive influences, and I promise you, if you do these things, right, eventually you will be able to acquire whatever it is that you want. But be patient and be willing to put in the work, because if you're not, it's never going to happen, you know? So that's all I have for you today. I appreciate you being here. And, you know, I know I've been slacking with the episodes for a couple weeks now. I went out to California to the facility for a little bit, and I've been traveling a little bit, and you know, I missed making episodes for a few weeks here, and I am going to be steady with it again. So I know it was a couple weeks, and I just wanted to acknowledge that we are back on schedule, and I really appreciate you being here. You know, I never really know if this hits home for people or not, because it's not, you know what I'm saying? I don't really get feedback when it comes to a podcast, but I'm hoping that it does. And you know, I appreciate you supporting my content and being a part of what I'm trying to build here. So if you are struggling with addiction and you're looking for help, if you're looking for resources, if you're looking for treatment, if you think that it's time to make a change and to do something different, then you could reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. Much love. I will see you on the next one.